I'm Nathan Cones here with your week in review for Sunday, March 15th, 2020. At number 10 on our list of top stories from the past 7 days, Carroll is included in U.S. Cellular's Central Iowa 5G upgrade. Those upgrades will be occurring throughout the rest of the year and will be functional with phones listed through U.S. Cellular's website. You can find that at www.uscellular.com/coveragemap. At number 9, St. Anthony asks for limited visitations to patients and residents as Governor Kim Reynolds signs the COVID-19 disaster proclamation. With concerns about the coronavirus increasing, they ask that people do not visit unless absolutely necessary. Details about that can be found through the St. Anthony website. At number 8, a teen avoids serious injury following a Saturday morning rollover accident near Ralston. That was actually from the past weekend. The teen lost control after transitioning from pavement to gravel and rolled once, ending up in a nearby field. And number 7, local families are working with Carson King to create an awareness campaign for the Ronald McDonald houses. Those people do include the McAlexanders from Calhoun County, the Lawtons from Scranton, as well as a local family here in Carroll, the Drydens. We'll have more details about that here in the coming week. Just stay tuned to your Carroll Broadcasting Station for those. At number 6, trial information has been filed against a Carroll man accused of third-degree sexual abuse. That individual, 18-year-old Calvin Keenest of Carroll, he faces 2 counts of third-degree sexual abuse. At number 5, Carroll County Public Health says the local COVID-19 patient has not attended any large public events in Sausage Calhoun. Superintendent Jeff Cruz explains their decision to cancel school on Friday. Not a whole lot of details available regarding the local patient due to privacy concerns, but Cruz does say that an individual who had contact with someone who had been is being tested potentially for the coronavirus was at the school and just contacted them and said that he was at South Central Calhoun, and they decided to cancel classes as a result of that notification from the individual. At number 4, Harley-Davidson of Carroll partners with local authorities for an attempt at a world record, and they're basically gotten approval from the City of Carroll and other local authorities for the August 1st, 2020 world record attempt that will also serve as a fundraiser for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, a breast cancer research organization. At number 3, the Carroll Fire Department responded to a house fire on Friday evening, and it was a relatively severe fire, extreme damage to the home. The 3 occupants inside did manage to escape without serious injury. They were treated for smoke inhalation in one individual. The grandmother of the 2 other juveniles and the home was kept overnight for observation. And number 2, 2 arrested were following an early Friday morning pursuit last week originating in Lake City. 25-year-old Dakota Bloom and 36-year-old Craig Van Osdahl do face charges following that pursuit. And then finally, our top story, the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed Thursday in Carroll County. Like I said, additional details cannot be released due to privacy concerns for the patient. But if you have any concerns about coronavirus, we do have a notification page set up at 1380kcim.com. Some couple quick tips before I let you go regarding the coronavirus. If you're not sure what to do, wash your hands frequently, often, and with soap and water. Also, if you're sick, just stay at home. That's one of the best things you can do. And if you cough or sneeze, be sure to cover it up, especially if you are out in public. But that does wrap up your week in review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.